better in the upper body structure. Our eyes are skeptical to a certain extent. Use a better word than skeptical. Skeptical about something which appears to be too good, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like doing business with a business. Well, you know, it reaches the final state as they show free of doing so much for me, so you're watching it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. He's answered the question already about watching it for him. Then he starts to wonder what's in it for you.
Okay? Well, you sound very simple what you said. You like to serve people, and secondly, when you have people like the head of the NAACP, Dr. Roy Wilkin, says that we're heading for a race war in this country. He's the economic situation. Racism is getting terrible, it's falling, it's bad. So we really want, we're mostly, I don't happen to be here, but we're mostly black. I don't know how it so happens. We don't have, we're at least 60% black in our congregation. Because that would be certain personnel here that have coordinated those things. Where's Lee?
Lee had to do some work.
He had a newspaper. He had many of the people here are black, and unfortunately engaged in those things. The newspaper right now, get the 600,000 newspapers out, it's very small like that. And we've been trying to expose some of the things, you know, locally and even internationally, that we feel doesn't help America. And it's a task to put out a good newspaper anyway. Anyway, that's it for nothing. We like to serve people, but there's an enlightened self-interest. And in case of the race war, I have to say Hitler had it in the Germany had an intention to leave. And after all, those people want their democracy, and they were fairly civilized. And then all of a sudden, they started killing every Jew and every black person they could find. Nobody of color left would left when Hitler got free. Now, I think we passed through a lot of days, but there's some good signs. But here's Jimmy Carter coming up with this ethnic purity. I don't know if you read anything about it. And I know his background. His background is not good. He has no substance. The man's got no substance. Much malarkey, but no substance. Of course, they say often the office makes the man. Maybe he'll change. And I think he's got a good chance. But all the alternatives right now are not particularly good. And this issue of integration, like in Boston. Now, Boston here is the cradle of American democracy. And the black deputy mayor just stabbed at the American flag last week. They got gunned in the throat and in the face. I don't care how people go through that. I want to stay in my country and fight for freedom. But if people are apathetic and indifferent, then I just need to build a good community in a place like the jungle of Zion. But I don't want a war with people. There's no use in it. There's no use to struggle if there's an apathy and indifference. In this country, if you'll find, when it comes to social change, there's a great boom of apathy on the part of the mass. There's some good leadership in this country. But the mass is, even our own people, blind, Indian, black, they're indifferent. They're caught up in that crazy old Jesus bag, which is a Bible orientation. They got their minds much on the furniture of heaven and the furniture of hell. They really could be led right like the old Jesus goat could lead them into the slaughter. They wouldn't know, but we haven't come to this door. We got about 8,000 members, and we have a lot more. And I'll tell you, it's a problem. It's not uncommon for black people to come to the door, and we'll say, well, now, if you had a parachute that said you had to go to the concentration camp, what would you do? The light of the scripture that says, obey those that are ruling you. And you would be appalled if they would survive the church, obey those that have rule over them, and do what the Bible says. And I noticed that the black nations of Africa just drowned in some of this, are trying to get rid of that Bible literalism, that submission to a theology that's counter to freedom. You know, there's some dangerous passages in that Bible. You don't know how careful it says, slave, servant, obey your master. If you got a good master, be thankful. If you got a bad master, endure him. A lot of it is that teaches acquiescence at best and subjection at worst. And we have an awful Bible literalism in America. Terrible Bible literalism. Because they were even, now this is the best city in America, in my opinion. I've been all over the United States of America. America would be saying it. But again, it would be North America, which I think we're about to suggest city. But we are just too damn religious, this country is too damn religious. And when you get too religious, you get unconcerned about social issues. And our community is divided. Like some of our best black people, for instance, Dr. Martin Luther King Sr. coming out for Carter, and Abernathy coming out for Carter, and Young coming out for Carter. I mean, God, of all the men that took me to the worst possible thing, I can't figure out what's going on. That sends you out with a civil rights record. I got some questions about him on the forum last week, but he's proven himself in civil rights, and Udall would be the best of all on the surface. But Carter, man, all he's a good man. He don't know what he's doing, he don't know what he's doing. But maybe the time will change it. He gets up and says, well, we need God. What that means? What do you mean when a country needs God? That doesn't mean a thing to people. That's the abstract. Hitler said we need to return to God too and purify the races. In fact, their ethnic purity is a statement you know right out of Hitler's Mein Kampf.
You know that poll on Nazism too,
Martin? Yeah, yeah. Schools have asked 18 things here that asked the young people about 20 or 22 and they couldn't tell who I'd have put in there.
They put me 22.
No, middle age.
The whole population didn't know he had off the world, didn't know Nazism was equated with the murder of the Jews, didn't know Nazism that Hitler was a bad man. This is a foreign issue. Now, this is the biggest technological threat in the world. It really is. You get things done, you must say whatever about capitalism, it has done the best job in this country. But, good God, the ignorance of it. I'm sure you've traveled across the world, and I don't suppose it's any different anywhere. But religion is appallingly stifling to people when it's taken literally, you know, too esoterically and too superficially.
Is it good, Jesus? Of course, in what you see. And I have to wonder how much our school shows something significant in the world. Change the creation of eyes, feel the land. On the most large scale in United States, there are many, many things. They told me, they told John that, and then you were getting from the
world. Are you on the other
side? Oh, sure. Yes. This is problem of IT project in Indiana is the shortage of hands.
Sorry, the word
hands. When I say so, I do not mean hands labor. Supervisors, organizers. I mean, whichever way you look at it, Charlie really has a lot of problems. I mean, it is a situation where I haven't seen anybody here that's not pulling you in the aspect. And it is a very, I think it should be something that you should all be very proud of in an age where, even in our own home, we see our young people, you know, rebelling against authority without reason, looking on discipline as something for a city roof. You know, so to see the even youngsters here performing without being doubted, I think it is something that you all can all approach in very, very powerful. And it's a good example.
We're glad to get your evaluation. Mm-hmm. That's typical of our young people here. We never have youngsters before the court. We have a family kind of orientation. And the work ethic is very important to us. We take pride in work and we commend our young people forward. We, in every service, those that work do outstanding things, we commend them and encourage them. But in the average American home, and I think the same in Guyanese home, I don't know, but I see when you come into this. But if you look, you say you're considered a kind of a sister. There's no organization for chores, there's no responsibility, and no particular praise. Our example set before the child.
My sister. I think I'm taking it.
justifies me so with a criminal. Here attitude I feel myself. Unfortunately, I've been on the other tell you, my own activity, make it almost impossible for me to remain there for as long as I would like to. The same situation that you find here in relation to the hectic situation, although I am not in the United States, that is the fact that the place has a very tough here. I feel very, very tough of you. That would be my, but as a matter of fact, before they had finished their house with good, I used to feel very tough at Kaikuma. As a matter of fact, it has reached a stage where sometimes I want to go there, and the only way that I could really go there and tie in with my schedule is to get a plane to fly me to the Kaikuma trip itself, rather than taking the chance of going to Massachusetts and having to wait those extra couple of hours. Not because we're always so busy, but at the time when I would like to go there, it always seems to be a time when I've got 2 days to spare or something like that. And if I don't take the bull by the horns and just go, something is always going to come up, to keep me from going. Actually, I find myself more busy in Guyana than I am in the States. There are more times to relax in the States than I do in Guyana on this particular state.
I think that's a big thing, always, where we're home based is a lot of responsibility.
Well, before we get into the meat of the point that I would like to discuss, there's just three generalisms that I want to bring before you. As I told you tonight, and I'm saying to you, I have been coming here to give a lecture. I came here to go over some points with you so that you will have an opportunity of questioning the reason behind the points put forward. I have not come to look for any decisions, right? I will throw the points out and the decision making is up to you. And I wish you to bear in mind that with my friend and attitude is colored by these 2 points which I am going out. And in the first instance, as you already know, but for those who don't know, the brief rehearsal that when your mission came to Guyana, I was appointing an advisor as a matter of government policy. And at that time, whatever small services I performed for the organization, I was paid for. Well, after I left the ministry, my connection with you, John Brown, Paula, and the rest had advanced to the stage where I felt personally interested in what was going on and very encouraged by what had been done. I cannot compare the work of your people to the work that the State Farms have done, because one of the first lectures I got a Simpson was to be said as one of the basic essentials for comparison with a very high degree of similarity. And that real similarity does not exist. There is no possibility of comparison, only contrast. Let me say that I was gratified to see the progress that had been made, and my interest was raising, far and apart from the personal ties which I had by then established with some of the people that had come here. At this point, I think I must have mentioned it to Dean, and I certainly did to Charlie and Paul. I told them that there is a weak point in my relationship with the mission as a professional and an outsider, rather than a member of the church, for this reason. and you will appreciate this as a liar. Mm. From a professional standpoint, it is unethical to advise any individual or group on matters of equipment on the one hand, and to identify or isolate sources of society at the same time.
Yeah.
You see the reason behind that.
Yeah.
I am not putting this forward by saying that it applies in this case with you or your group, because those who know will know that my function in that relationship was necessary.
Yeah.
Not only necessary, but it was requested.
Yeah.
But it is always well first to be a little realistic about the things that concern us in this world. I have never found that to be any damage, you know. I realize, on the other hand, it's not always the best thing to call a spade, essentially. If you want to play good brain, sometimes when you see spades, that's the time you should give no thumb. I know. But in this particular case, I'm just pointing that out because I have said quite recently to Charlie that sometimes I find myself at a disadvantage because I do not really have any insight into the broader policy. And if I don't know broad policy, I cannot determine priorities. It is sometimes difficult to advise properly on matters where a lot of money may be involved.
Mm-hmm.
If I may be seeing the priorities in my eyes and not knowing what the priorities are on the other hand. A true professional advises in relation to the flexibility that is given him by the client and no further.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, when personal relationships develop to the point where it's not just a straight service being given, but also some friendly advice thrown in there, the learning discretion of pros and cons. But what I'm leading to is that I wish to offer the assurance at this time that it is in the ambit of my own circumstances and availability to the service which I perform gladly.
Well,
because I find that what I have soon developed from it is most rewarding.
I really
just demonstrating
the whole problem.
So those are the points which I wish to make, you know. So that you will understand what is operating
our
mind.
Our plan is what we might get stuff to do to be a long way. So indeed, if we ever innovated a number of people, we wouldn't be a dependency, we wouldn't be dependent upon the country, we wouldn't be a drain upon the country. We would have them contribute, plus giving jobs to local. This simulation is what I hope is to simulate within that community. I think we can do a much better job of that than we've done to become more involved with the Guyanese lifestyle. I've encouraged it from this end, but I don't know how far that's coming. But our overall hope is that there it is. We like Guyana. We like the Guyanese people. We can serve there. If we never have to go, we won't regret it. But if indeed Roy Wilkins is right, and the Senator Mansfield is right, and all these surrounding areas, I don't know if you've been reading, because you don't need to look like in the press, but blacks are being burned out of the community. Half just below us. All blacks are running out the middle of the night. Two of our buses are surrounded just about 60 miles north of us, and one of our men is dead, but miraculously it came through. But it's not an isolated thing. If it were, it wouldn't be so concerned. As the President's Commission said, Otto Kerner, we're faster ahead of international, the two societies, separate and unequal. Well, in an age of automation,
And how I'm incarnated here. Then you get this thing where we're talking about immediate, clear metric theory. I don't know what you mean by efficiency of numbers. That in order for our economy to survive, it's going to be 40% of the population in a kind of a slave role. It's awesome to think of economists and talk about that kind of stupid term. And a lot of white people need to wake up. That's indeed a lot of fight. But going 10% black, that means 30% of good white people are going to be in that category too. So there's the enlightenment suffering. So we can accommodate our parents at there. That's where we'd like to expand it. And we don't want to keep moving back from you because we know you never revealed anything. We don't want that generally talked about. But certainly people like Dr. Lee, fine. I have some respect for Dr. Lee. I met him. He's had personal reasons with several times. He seems like a man of good character. That's my impression. But some of those issues that politicians, I don't know about them. They don't seem any different than politicians I see everywhere.
I have already said, and I will continue to say it again, that there's a rule which I use myself. So that if I err in telling you, I err in good company, my own company. But things in my country have progressed to the stage where I see the politician within reason must be left to do their job, and you just get ahead with yours.
Yeah.
As you know, an operation, a mission of the type and scale, or the location and nature of your own, you cannot operate without carrying out the bureaucrat.
Yeah.
And that is the reason why I intend to say to you tonight that you need people there now who already have experience in dealing with here. For instance, I know I have got a good idea from Charlie and the rest of them on here, and also from the team, what are they? The problems with, you know, the movement of people.
These specific, these people down there. What is specific, what types of people do you need to
see? For instance, right off the bat, you know, I have to speak about the people who I know, you know. To help with the workload that they have there, what I see is going to come up for the, you know, very near future. And bearing in mind that that is only one of the things that the church does. I am admitting that my view is prejudiced. After all, I am a guy that is going on in my country.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
I can't afford to come here and and surrender to the fact that there are other things more important going on. As far as I am concerned as a guy, so some must be the most important thing that the church is doing.
In many ways, it's the most important thing to us. We are involved in all of the sundry things: newspapers, rest homes, hospital, convalescent hospital, children's home, and a host of other things, free legal services and medical clinic upstairs. But the most important thing, radio stations, TV programs, and so on, but the most important thing I'd say to us is going on. Because if there's any place of survival left in this asphalt jungle, it's going to be in the real jungle. Mm-hmm.
That's specifically I would say, you know, that insofar as adaptability to the conditions on their concern, you know, both Jean and John, don't they know where they are? And it is fortunate that, you know, to provide the level for the moment, because the workload here is really tough.
Yeah,
the amount of dissipation in making no one would have thought that, say, I can just make a case in point. I'm not going to involve myself in inductive arguments, but just one case in point. One would have thought that in a deal like acquiring a bulldozer, the difficult part of the transaction should be one, to locate it, and to find the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
Then after that, it goes 7,000 miles. Fairly okay. But it can't make 182 miles without tying up the top organizer at the mission for 3 or 4 days in job.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. The bureaucrat.
Well, that is what I mean. And if it does, I mean, it has certain aspects of that kind of transaction that a woman can't handle.
I believe that.
Very good.
I believe that. She always gets into the situation to situations and men want sometimes a favor, you know, some of them you know, just come on pretty heavy. And that's going to be typical of a woman can't to be different activities. If she feels off, especially for this, and turn down people and turn them off, this is rough. And you get it in the male ego if you get turned down in some of these situations. At least that's what I get from her perspective. And there's not a place to go, there's still a little bit of that chauvinism, you know, well, what do you got to offer? And God, that's tough to be about that.
In reality, you've got to live this.
So we just have to, you know, try to work things in such a way that has to be avoided. But the fact remains that in that particular instance, you know, then I'm sure that God, he would have preferred to be doing what he left at going on to be done, you know. Mm-hmm. Not because of a lack of confidence in the people, it's just that he was in it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he can be in two places at the same time. Unfortunately for us, that is a physical responsibility. It's an impossibility. So the next step to that, it would seem to me, you know, that is what you need. And that situation projects itself into many other areas. While we were riding down here, me and I were discussing the transportation problem, and I am very okay with that because it is a problem which confronts me in my own business all the time. And it is something that we have discussed exhaustively, both in Georgetown and, you know, at Jonestown. There are so many pros and cons here, and one of the things that I have down here, you know, to discuss with you, as I say, I will throw it out as I see it. I will try to answer the questions which may occur to you, and then I have to leave it with you to make a decision. I will tell you what the aspects of the tool, well, as they call it in this country, what the overview is. See?
Yeah.
And when I have finished with that, well, then it is a matter, you know, for decision at your policymaking level.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes right away down to all the things that I have, you know, listed here for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a single one of them here that I consider to be critical to the point where if we don't act immediately, it could be detrimental to what is going on down there. I don't see that at all. But I know fully well that from the attitude of the members that I see both up here on my last trip and in Los Angeles, there's a tremendous amount of interest in the welfare and the progress of the people down there.
Mm-hmm.
I have told them, and those of you who have gone on there, you see the sort of jobs that they do. And well, at some point we must break this circle, the circle that well, if we have to send more people, we don't have a place to house them right now. So until we get proper housing for them, we can't send new people. We can't get the housing put up fast enough because we don't have enough people right now, you know. So that is the circle that I see that, and it's your job to break it. I am only pinpointing something which you probably identified already and are thinking about, you know. But
a couple of here from your perspective.
Yes, yeah, well that is it, you know, as I see it. And there are one or two other points that I wish to make about equipment and one or two other things. That is the only one that I'm prepared to be emphatic about because I mean it's so obvious to me.
You're saying you need a man in the dark the handling the bureaucrat.
Yes, I expect these one personnel who already has experience with the women. And probably another person.
The attorney here is giving me so much that it just left the attorney is so essential to us. We were Johnny Brown, he'd be able to qualify, he'd be able to his talent better. He's a good pastor, no offense, but I don't know how much he knows the ropes.
Very adaptable young man. He was supporting me back.
Mm-hmm.
He adapted
sure
very, very quickly.
He did.
And also knows how to handle bureaucrats. Something that I know how to do in the United States.
You said Johnny was natural.
Johnny's PR is excellent. It really is.
The good thing is being black would be helpful too. Well, you can't get this advantage.
I can imagine.
I'm not going to climb clear. The second point is we come back to this utilization of the Delta line stone, and I go into that a little more in relation with the cost where it has gone from here. And this is quite a recent, this is a quite a recent development which you can't associate me any longer. Mm-hmm. And it is a situation which in my opinion is at worst is where you expect. The third point I want to discuss is the project of the equipment in general and new equipment in particular. And the fourth point is power and water distribution. It is at a point now where we should make some technical decisions about the manner in which it is designed, and in my opinion, it should be left now. So it requires a lot of many people. And what are we doing in the point here? The power and water distribution. It's difficult to say right off the top of my head, but not much of it. And I think when I feel so not much, I don't think that you need to for this figure is not in that direction. That's it for another year or 18 months. I don't see the necessity that way.
What about the power
well and power and light? That's all I know. What power water distribution is and how much should be devoted to it at this particular point rather than to end up with a skilled work. Situation. That's going to be very, very difficult to have later on. But let's face it, those are two of the most important elements of the community as it stands now. The first point I would like to discuss is of course wood and building materials. That is an important matter. And it ties in with our team, even for the sawmill into operation with various building materials. How they can be used, and they're associated by working with people, they're a matter for their own internal responsibility. And all I can ask, more or less outline to you, for a question in this list, is the outcome of this work.
Don't you think you're going to show them to you?
the 722 that has to be with that. That is, you just first one picture that is generally that is additional force that I should write in that 7.2 is a special small operation of our history at the moment, which is particularly interesting and probably rewarding for the youngsters and the older people, not only the youth, but exercise. Since this raw material necessary for this on the occasion of this complete, I don't see any reason why we can't pursue that in any part of the year. As a matter of fact, I think Jai Sansari are offering me the word. I bought it for something I do not do the same thing. I will do my best to see it, you know, get off the end of it. Also, I end up from semi-professional supporters and I've left, you know, Washington and New York and Miami. And, the 8th point, of course, is one that coming back to the holiday, and that's transportation, air, water transportation.
What about boat now? We're going to do the same question about we buy a freighter?
And this section of the freighter, you know, when we're talking a lot of money. We've got to be careful with the direction. I won't send that part in the paper because you don't need anything that big there.
This is a particular recommendation for size and time and so much of the recommendation is because we have to see about what we have to do.
Well, these are your alternatives. If you are thinking in terms of your own independent water transportation on any type of water. You must first examine what the possibilities are of the proper federal governmental authority. Dean and the rest of them will tell you that we don't have any reason to be there. So we just have to study to the light of our past experience. It is only fair that I can tell you what the most recent pronouncement is. That the government has undertaken and completed arrangements for the provision of the vessel to handle that service adequately. At a very early stage. Well, no further details. I am bringing you the gist of the announcement.
Because Norwegian was not a success.
Well, we know it's not bad for us, though. Yes, it's been moved to something.
Yeah.
All right. Second, let us assume that we didn't know anything about this announcement or that. Knowing about it, we don't pay any particular attention to it.
That's
a matter of fact. Adequately honest, so how much attention is it? I am just putting the facts before you, and I leave it at that.
Now, we won't quote you.
We need to find it. If you are to buy or get involved in a paper, what size and type of vessel it should be, what are the functions that it is most important for it to perform, and how can it be operated as a viable entity? In the first place, all other considerations aside, no serious attention should be paid from this point on. So any investment of that size for a project like this, unless it can be viable, I am not saying that it must produce a profit that would make a businessman hard copy, but it must not produce a deficit.
It can't. You can't do it and get the job.
Very well. If it's going to be something that is deficit producing, well, leave that to the task force and have a department and the Ministry of Communications
in Guyana, we are of course from the Dhaka Arthavetti. We don't have to get involved with that. We have ministries that take care of that sort of content adequately. And they could produce they can outshine any laws that you could produce in any particular direction you want to. There's no need for you to juggle the government at that part of the country. I think the government should be left operating in peace on you.
We run into the problem that we had to hire so many people, a captain which has complete control over you, and hire fees which didn't do us too well. We don't know about the availability of personnel in Guyana. Personally, unless you know something, this distance among them turned me off to that ship almost from the beginning, was the number of personnel we had to hire that would not share our duties, if you know what I mean. We'd be under their control on the high seas.
Well, let me put the economics of the situation to you first. There isn't a better time to buy the size of vessel that you need than now, when you come into press. Because the place to buy the vessel is in Europe. The size of vessel that you need is something between 180 and 200 tons. And the design that you need is the one that you can get the heaviest piece of equipment that you envisage you will ever need there onto the deck without any special arrangements. In other words, it must run off the wharf and get on the, you know why we run it, you run off the wharf and get on the boat at high tide, right? Mm-hmm. Without any fancy operators, there are no experts for putting it aboard.
We're going to have to get something that has a heavy enough derrick to lift whatever it's going to get along, right?
Yeah,
but it's going to have an internal loading capacity.
If the internal loading capacity is anything up to 4 tons, you have no problem of loading it in Dodge Summer, you know? I mean, you have no problem of tightening it any longer.
Put over 4 tons.
You can slip out 6 tons on it. That's what they will do. As you know, they will hold the load with the derrick and the load.